I think we're recording.
Okay, it says recording.
Yep, so it's off recording.
3 o'clock, we'll call the Yamhill Water Advisory Committee meeting to order. Get a roll call.
Phillips here.
Wofford here.
Jensen here. Sure. Three.
Yeah.
I know Paul is on his way to Utah, so he's not going to be with us. I see Mike joining in by Zoom. Anyway, we'll move right down the list. No public comment, no public here, nobody in attendees. Logjam update, anything, Jason?
Just where we left off last time, HBH is gonna take that project on. That's what the funds are for.
It won't be till next year now, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, your in water work period that's passed. update on grants. I know that we're right in the middle of switching up and being able to use part of that grant funding that was going to fund the transmission line from the reservoir or from the water plant to the reservoir, partially to get some scope on what the intertie would be like as far as cost.
That makes sense.
Yep. I'll skip over to the City Hills, but I'll go back to it because it's the big one on the list. Leak detection and conservation plan. So with doing the rate study that we're going to be doing with OAWU, they're going to be looking at our conservation, leak detection. I mean, we've covered that pretty heavily. Also, to top that off with leak detection, we're buying a Semper for the city. So it's going to indicate any kind of water loss immediately and alarm us through an app system that's from the water plant to the reservoir. It's just a center setup kind of singular station that alerts you at any kind of vibration or any kind of give in your water line. I guess in a more of a scientific way of putting that would be any kind of water pressure drop, more or less. So we'll be able to indicate where that water loss is. We're gonna put that there again at the reservoir, just to pinpoint kind of a longer range scope of work. The conservation plan, there again, OAWU is gonna take that on with the rate study. That's really just looking at water districts, looking at, you know, how many meters, what size they are, how much use should be coming out of them. We have been, like I stated before, we have been replacing the old meters with the new meters in slow increments, but we're doing it. Usage report, Kyle will have that for you guys next, because he just turned it over to OAWU for them to review it as far as the rate study is concerned. I don't have any updates on the district contracts. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
maintenance standards for the city, at least at this point. I mean, that's just, we're starting to get into bigger projects. They have a thing called now that are inserta valves. So what they do is they fit your size of diameter in your pipe. It's a single, almost like a tap, but it installs a isolation valve. So we're gonna start doing two of those on our main line again, because of the issues we've had of Darrell Rebold's place. We've had probably three leaks between Dean Brown's and Rybold's. So we're gonna put an insert a valve in there so we can isolate and not have to drain so much water out of it.
Exactly.
You know, there's 200,000 gallons, I think, last time we, let me back up a little bit, about 75,000 gallons we drained out of there that, you know, we had to because of the flow. Yeah, so that's great. I mean, technology's came a long ways with that. Water reads there again, OAW, we met with them. We've given them quite a bit of information to work with. They don't have an end date yet for me, but that's a simple email away. They're working on it as we speak though. They've got a lot of data collected from us and they're starting to work on it. Education. Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, we're always open to educating the general public, you know, as far as anything they need to know. The impound project, that's one thing. If John's online now, he can, I know we talked about it before, but John.
I'm sorry, Jason, I didn't hear the question there.
Oh, it's okay, John. We're just discussing, we're going through this list right now. We're looking at the, if we have any impound project updates as far as that second impound.
Yeah, I've got a figure I'm trying to pull up here to present. We're working to get our kind of complete analysis wrapped up this week. Big picture, we don't think either an inline or an offline reservoir will be cost viable when compared to like a Hillsborough intertie.
Yeah.
Costs are just going to get too much to create this impound structure. The in-channel one, I think it's will just get buried in permitting with the state and federal agencies. Fish-related cost is going to be, you know, $15 to $20 million on that. The off-channel would be probably lower cost, but still a significant cost and doesn't provide the reliability of the inner tie with Hillsboro.
Scratch that off the list and move our ducks back to the inner tie.
One thing I was going to bring up in this meeting, you know, with knowing what John just stated, if we wanted to go backwards and look at possibly getting that hard line from the impound we currently have to our water plant. I mean, I don't know what cost is. Obviously, we're kind of taking a few steps ahead here, but that's still a viable option, in my opinion.
Just got to decide where you're going to put your money.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So if the Hillsboro Inner Tie is something that's going to go, I would not be putting a lot of money into the... Yeah. Personally.
No, I hear you. With the CIP list, we did a review with OAWU with our rate study. Mm-hmm. Kind of like I told you guys, I mean, their mindset is, hey, let's knock some of these small ones off the list. Use that money once we have a savings there to start chipping away at those bigger ones, right? It's just kind of like credit card debt or any other debt that you've applied. So it's pretty simple. There's some, you know, slam dunks on that list, as you guys probably saw. So we're going to get those out of the way. That about covers all of those. I guess we can roll into the update with the city of Hillsboro.
Yes, do that.
That's big.
John, I'll let him speak to some of it. He's got. Do you want to speak to some of the city of Hillsboro inner tie? And I'll cover some of the points that I have.
Sure. Yeah, we had a meeting with Hillsboro, also the Joint Water Commission. They're kind of one entity there. Carlton was on the call as well. And just to discuss, you know, what next steps might look like as far as creating that inner tie with Hillsboro. So big picture, you know, we presented our approach for running the pipeline up Mount Richmond and tying in there at Cherry Grove. Hillsboro is open to that solution. They were going to provide Sharon with some information regarding connection fee costs and usage costs that we could then help to advance our study to understand, okay, what does it look like from both upfront capital costs and then long-term operation costs to connect to Hillsboro. Carlton came in with a plan. They also have an interest in connecting to Hillsboro. Their solution is running a pipeline up the old railroad grade where the Yamhillis Trail was proposed to go. So they want to go straight out of Carlton, basically due north up the old railroad grade right into Gaston. So
the trail was going to be on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting thought process.
They were open to partnering with Yamhill on that first section between Gaston and Highway 240. So, you know, looking at cost sharing there, that's about 7 miles from Gaston to 240, compared to about 5 miles on the Mount Richmond route. So one of the, I guess, downsides of that Carlton project would be the connection from Hillsboro comes right into the distribution system. Versus the Mount Richmond route where we're coming down and feeding the tanks. So operationally, it becomes a little more challenged to manage water pressure and have consistent water pressure throughout the city if you're integrating a new source directly into your distribution system. That was kind of the highlights on my list from Hillsboro discussion. Jason?
Yeah, so in regards to that subject, I know Shannon, like John stated, you know, Shannon at the city of Carlton, she's gotten the ball rolling with a few people at the state level. They're telling us basically that it's going to look a lot better if we come together and come to a solution there as far as, you know, feasibility and cost. That's one thing to think about. There was a portion of that subject or that meeting that was in regards to SDCs and being able to pay out of our SDC funds as far as just the cost of what that inner tie would be. Yeah, I mean, I think John really covered it. I mean, we don't know what the impacts into the rates would be at this point. I know right now they're going through a project. They have a Murray Smith project that's looking at, you know, 35 to 40 million gallons, but that's like 10 to 20 years.
35 to 40 million dollars.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I didn't have dollars. I had, yeah.
A new pipeline from basically their Barney treatment plant all the way in to basically Forest Grove, where their other reservoirs are. And so part of the discussion there was that Hillsborough would be looking to Yamhill as a customer on that new line to pay a proportionate share of the cost of that improvement. And it would be done through rates. So if they're, what yes. was clear was that they weren't going to come to the city, you know, say 10 years down the line and said, all right, we finished our $30 million project. You guys owe $3 million, write us a check. That's not how they're going to roll it out.
Yeah, that's the best way of saying it. Yeah, it was going to be through rates. So,
and that reminds me that Hillsborough is doing a rate study currently. And they're going to integrate that into that analysis.
So where does Carlton, how do they think they're going to get that right away all the way through?
According to them, and this is Brian speaking, they already have permission from county. Tentatively.
But doesn't the county's ownership end? Where does it end?
I am not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either on ownership of that rail line and who has the authority to approve that water line.
I think it comes back to that it's not going to the reservoirs. It's going
It runs parallel with what our thoughts were, right?
Yeah. So,
The one positive with Carlton is, you know, Shannon's been doing a lot of that legwork for us, you know. And they've been pretty successful. She's been in one of their, you know, state representatives here about this. So there again, though, you know, like John stated, keeping those pressures regulated, feeding our distribution system instead of our reservoir.
But to me, it's almost like you're going to set up, but you do another reservoir.
Well, that came to thought for me personally. Was yeah. Maybe we do set up that. I mean.
Then you got distribution coming from two different spots.
Correct. Or we use it as a storage, just in case. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, really, I've always liked the pathway that we were on.
I did too.
Mount Richmond to the reservoir.
And I guess if we don't go with Carlton's thought process, that's going to put the whole bag in their court.
Is it feasible to, if we came to Mount Richmond line for Carlton to tie in from here and go down? I mean, it'd be coming through our system somewhat.
And would your line be big? Would the line be big enough that's coming from the reservoir to down? To tee off a line to go into Carlton?
Got an 18-inch line coming in.
That'd be a question.
That's a question.
Yeah, my gut response to that is yes, that 18 would be adequate. Carlton wasn't looking for full water service out of this. They were looking for similar to the city, you know, maybe 500 gallons a minute. If, you know, Yamhill's water treatment plant went down and you had to produce full load for the city for a short duration, you could run it through that line without any issue.
I mean, that because we've already got the 4-inch line right going out south of town.
They'd have to pick up it somewhere.
I can't speak for Carlton. No. But to say this, I mean, I don't think they want to deal with the permitting cost. It's going to cost them to go through, you know, Highway 47 to get to where they needed to go. It kind of just backtracks to where we were with them trying to connect with the city of McMinnville.
I mean, would it be possible to upsize that line going south of town and connecting right there where we talked about it prior, earlier with Carlton? I mean, Carlton would have to upgrade. I think they've only got a 2-inch line from prior south.
But to upgrade any of that, where is the city's city, the district's water line in a right of way or is it in the field?
It's in right of way.
It's in Highway 47 right of way.
Carlton could still follow the rail line from Carlton to 240. Yamhill's water master plan has a project to upsize the existing main line in Highway 240, basically from the school to the east edge of town. So that's a capital project that, you know, we know is going to come at some point. So if you were feeding Carlton through the city system, that's the route I would recommend.
I see.
Versus running down 240 and upsizing that line.
In the master plan, isn't there for extending that line out 240 all the way out and putting a reservoir in somewhere on our district's line? Back in Richard Howard days, as we talked about that.
Yeah, there was discussion to eventually put a reservoir on the east side of town.
There's a that's in the master plan, but not the upside of the line.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah.
What was contemplated at a high level on the master plan was a reservoir south of town off of 47.
Oh, off of 47.
Yeah, there's one. And then kind of off the record, there was a discussion of having one on the east side too.
Yeah.
When Richard was here.
They thought it was just discussed. Anyway.
I don't think it ever went anywhere.
Yeah.
But I think you got the right idea if you went 240, upsize that, and then if Carlton wanted to tie in, they could tie in right there at the bus barn.
Yep.
So then you got who pays for the line coming from Cherry Grove to ours? Is that something Yamhill takes on, or somehow you're going to pass some of that cost on the city of Carlton?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not of our business question, but why doesn't the city of Carlton just keep hooked on the McMinnville, that water line?
I think it's due to restrictions and cost.
I know that there's cost. Some restrictions.
I know they're negotiating costs. I can say that much. That's something that was brought up in the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my discussions with Carlton, it's been cost and restrictions.
I know that when Mac Water and I was here, it wasn't meant to grow our town to hook onto their water line. It was meant to supplement and not grow. So that kind of took it off the board for me. So, unless, because anything is going to cost so much money to do it. It's going to cost so much money to run that line and then not be able to use it for the Yamhill to grow. That seems kind of silly to me in my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. So the city of Hillsborough, if they're going to not have restrictions on their water, that's makes more sense to me.
Personally, I would keep this relationship with Carlton going.
Yeah.
They're already, not from a engineering standpoint, but from a conversation and, you know, starting to get into the state representative level,
mm-hmm.
they're beyond us right now. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say work out the intangibles as we continue this relationship and work forward, you know, mm-hmm. towards our goals.
Yeah, and I think, Kathy, to your question, I would envision it if we were able to talk Carlton into going the Mount Richmond route and then feeding through Yamhill, that the Mount Richmond segment would be equal cost for Carlton and Yamhill.
Mm-hmm.
Because that 5 miles of line that goes there replaces the 7 miles of line they would have needed between Gaston and 240.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I
think it's feasible. I mean, they're.
It sounds way better than anything I've listened to so far.
In Hillsborough, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but they've really seemed open to this idea. I mean, they're just saying if you guys partner up, your chances are way better. I mean, they greatly increase. So
there's just going to have to be some agreement on the routes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the level that Carlton's at, you know, if they're applying for intent for funding at some federal level, state level, whatever it be, I think there's still an opportunity to refine the actual route. You know, they're just saying, we want to build X miles of pipeline, and this is the reason why we want to do it. So they're looking for that funding. So I think there's still opportunity to refine how that happens. But to Jason's point, maintaining that relationship is critical to kind of consolidate efforts to get funding for both municipalities under one funding push.
Good. Anything we need to do, next steps, working with?
Shannon's going to reach out to me with an email that she sent over to the state representative, just so that we can look it over and, you know, just to have an idea of what they're thinking and how they're approaching this. But I think at this point, you know, we just kind of hold tight and, you know,
yeah,
we just work that relationship the best we can and see if we can
suggest a different route.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I guess that's just the simplest way of putting it. And hopefully they're on board with it and we can go from there. You know, I've just been really, really happy with how receptive Hillsborough's been to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I think so.
John, can you speak to the portions of the SDC, keeping our rates lower and paying through those SDCs? Did you catch a lot of that as far as just being able to rebuttal?
With respect to Hillsborough?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so the way that Hillsborough has this set up with, I believe, Gaston and LA Water is if one of those water providers adds a property, you know, single family residential, they pass through an SDC fee directly from Hillsborough. So if Hillsborough SDC fee, you know, is $7,500 for a water connection, that gets added on to Gaston's local SDC fee that gets passed on to the home builder.
So if we had this in place today, the 57 new homes coming in, there would be a $7,500 SDC charge that would go to Hillsborough, correct?
Yeah, $7,500 is just a number I came up with, but
okay.
In theory, yes, there would be a pass-through dollar value. Now, it sounded like there was some, I guess, nuance to that in how exactly Yamhill is using this water. If Yamhill is using the water to allow for expansion and growth, then yes, that SDC will be there. If it's really just that emergency or supplemental supply, it seemed like it was more questionable as to whether the city of Yamhill will be obligated to pass through an SDC fee to Hillsborough.
I think we're going to be looking at it for growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we stated it in the meeting.
Yeah.
I don't, in the future, I don't see us, one, we can't pull anymore from Turner Creek. And I just think we're going to be looking at it for growth in the future.
Correct.
Which people that are building more houses are.
Yeah.
And I mean, you look at it, Yamhill County's SDCs are fairly low compared to Washington and Multnomah and others, from what I've seen.
Well, it is, and having water is a necessary evil.
Yes.
So for anybody and everybody, but you're not going to get all that, you know. There's a lot of rural people that would like more water too, but I don't know if that's ever going to be feasible.
It might be in the future. I mean, I don't know how Hillsborough would, if you could do connections off that line coming from Cherry Grove. people up Mount Richmond or?
I'll say this. I say the next meeting, I'll contact Shannon and see if we could sit down with Carlton and our water advisor.
Yeah.
Who we have on board and mm-hmm. just kind of lightly discuss what the options are.
Yeah.
You know, I think that needs to be out on the table and just mm-hmm. see if it's even feasible. So once we've reached that point, then we'll kind of navigate, you know, the heavy waters and which we need yeah. to do financially and fiscally. So
yeah, if we can get that'd be great. If we yeah, can meet with them next meeting and maybe kind of fine tune.
Yeah.
Then we can start working on route funding.
Yeah.
Then we have a more
what they need from us, right?
A more dialed in
yeah.
plan. Mm-hmm. So that way if we go out for federal funding,
correct.
We've kind of already
we've got
to
have a plan.
We've got a plan. We've got a agreed upon route. And
exactly. Strategically, we'll just, yeah, that's the way we'll do it. We'll just take step one is meeting with Carlton, see what we're thinking. You know, if we have to have a number of meetings, then so
yeah.
be it.
Yeah.
But right now, it's more or less, you know, what we want, what they want. And we just need to fill that gap.
Meeting open to the public.
So.
I just checked Hillsborough's SDC fees, and their 3/4 inch SDC fee is $20,659 for a water service.
And Yam Hills is what? $3,000, $5,000
Closer to five. Aaron would. I think it's closer to that $7,500 number, but it's a fraction of what Hillsborough charges.
Crazy.
I knew it was high. I mean,
I wouldn't guess that either.
That's just for water.
That's just for water, yeah, right?
That's a good sewer. Water, yeah. So your SDC funds or whatever you call them, Hillsborough is going to be like $50,000 before you're all set.
it's spendy.
Yeah.
Talking with builders and stuff up there, it is. That's why they don't want to build up there. They want to come down here.
Stay away.
But hey, you know, if you're building towards a redundant source, something that's always going to be there.
Yeah.
It's money well spent. It's like Kathy said, you know, it's the necessary evil. It's got to have it.
The thing I like about the Mount Richmond line is we still have our system online. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a backup.
You know, and I guess if you're looking at however many years down the road when it was all done, you get it completed. You could maybe take some time and clean your impound out.
Yeah, that's
give yourself some more storage so you aren't quite as dependent. But I don't know if you got to ask yourself, is it that's going to be a huge expense? Is it going to be worth the expense to do that when you have a consistent water source?
Yeah.
So it happened.
But there again, I mean, like, I don't know if you guys part of the discussion, but it lengthens the lifespan of that water plant.
Yeah.
Greatly. You know, because we can shut it down, do all the mechanical upgrades we need to do to it. Because structurally, it's pretty sound, and we can keep it online for a lot longer. Even if we shut it down, you know, during the summer months. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying that would happen.
Well, and like you said, if you had a leak or a problem between Hillsborough or something, you're not dead in the water.
Exactly.
You got to.
I'll give you guys a scenario right now. When they shut that power down, we were running up to that reservoir, going mail in to mail in, just to keep that actuated valve open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scary thought, is that because if that didn't work, we wouldn't have been able to, well, I mean, manually we could have opened it up, but still, it's so dated, that whole system, in a sense, that it's like, I mean, you're relying on a backup generator off of a pickup truck. And
but it had generators up there.
Not at the reservoir.
Oh, the reservoir.
Yeah, just to make that actuator valve work. And it's like, we all know these rolling blackouts are going to come more often now.
Yep.
So it's,
yeah.
AT&T sold their excess power to California while they had it shut off.
So anyways, well right. I'll set up that meeting with Shannon.
Okay.
And we'll plan that for next meeting. So
awesome.
I'll let you guys know if she has to switch up her schedule a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if we need to adjust, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Anything else we need before we appreciate it, Jason? Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Welcome, Wes.
I think we're I said the Hillsborough thing was a key
yeah.
thing, and I think it's looking yeah. good.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
So move, adjourn. Thanks, John. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. My notes weren't as clear as the way John can make them. That's for sure.
Well,
yeah.
There's more to it than things.
It does, guys. I mean, honestly, though, on surface level, just for conversation piece, they're really willing to work with us. They're reaching out, you know, now having Carlton.
Are you still being recorded?
It's
nice to have someone that wants to actually work together and do something.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was so brief, but.
That's okay. It's good enough.
Yeah.
It answers some questions. I was just curious how the meeting went. So, anyway.
It really does add 10 pounds.
Oh, okay.